familiarity?
Like I said, I think the guys have done pretty well, you know what I'm saying, for a short turnaround of, you know, trying to get used to, you know, this new system. Mike's in here, but we got guys that's going to step up, you know, and
they have to step up.
And that's what it is, you know. We got some young guys, and, you know, I believe in these young guys that they can get it done.
How hard is it for these young guys, only knowing the Washburn way, to be able to switch scheme like that overnight?
It's just got to be professional. That's what we do, you know. We got to adjust, you know, adjust to our what's going on, you know, and that's being a professional. And, you know, this is a learning curve for all the guys, you know, for all of us, you know. So, this is going to help them in the future as well.
Is it natural to expect that there'll be a little bit of confusion, there'll be a little bit of a slow, maybe first, second quarter, and you guys might be a little vulnerable?
We don't want that, but, you know, you got to expect anything, you know, anything to happen. But, like I said, we don't want that, and we're going to try our hardest for not to happen, you know. And you got to look at it as if you can't, you know, if you have a hard time with something, just play as hard as you can and go to the ball. You know, it's pretty much what it is. You know what I'm saying? If you don't know your play and you're right in the middle of the game and it's too late and you got to go, then you can go play ball and go make the play.
So what's the biggest difference for defensive ends in the two different schemes?
Now we're reading. I mean, we are reading. You know, it's a little bit more slower play. But you know, we'll say it's more disciplined play. Like I said, you know, everything had, you know, everything, like I said, it's you know, from Wash to Tommy, and like I said, it's just, you know, as players, we got to go out there and play ball. You know, that's what it comes down to, you know. It ain't the coaches. You know, it's not the coaches. It's just us, the players. You know, we got to go do what we got to do.
Before you guys started playing the wide nine last year, Trent, you were known as one of not only the best pass rushers in the league, but a guy who would get a lot of tackles for loss on running backs, just be very disruptive in the backfield altogether. Do you feel like you can now get back to being that kind of guy who's known for doing two things behind the line of scrimmage?
We'll see come this game. You know, this is just to be a start, you know, back to the old days, we would say. Like I said, it's just to be a start, you know. I'm pretty excited. It's something new. And not new, but new. You know, it's been 2 years of doing, you know, doing something different. But like I said, I'm looking forward to this game, and we'll see what happens from there.
Do you think you guys, by not playing the wide nine now, can be a little bit more creative up front, do more stunting, or maybe getting more pass rushers on the field in more creative packages?
Like I said, it's got its advantages. You know, like I said, it's pretty much. What we're going to do is, you know, whatever he tells us to do, you know, and I'm just going to put his stuff in there, and we got to go out there and do it, you know.
How do you expect Tommy to be on Sunday? I mean, it's been a long time since he's been on the sidelines during a game there.
I don't know. I might be right. I might be wrong. He looks like he's excited. I think he's like, man, you know, I'm back. You know, I just from what I observed, you know what I'm saying? Like I said, it's his first time back. I mean, back in a minute, and you know, like I said, I had him when I first came in. You know, I thought I was a pass rusher when I came in, but he broke me down and maybe a real pass rusher when I came in.
When someone on the D line gets sick with an illness, gets hospitalized with an illness, do you get worried? Is you're in close quarters with all these guys every day?
Yeah, you get worried. I mean, I'm still worried now. You know. You know,
I should step back.
Yeah, I'm still worried now. You know, just, you know, I hope Mike, like with Mike, you know, I hope he comes out, you know, all right, and you know, I'm for the best, and you know, I'll be praying for him, and you know, like I said, that's my some of my partners. You know, and I came into this game with him, you know, and like I said, you know, I am worried.
Are you worried about you though? Because it could be contagious, you know.
No, I'm not worried about myself. I've been sick in the hospital guys before, you know, and like I said, I've had pneumonia, and which was in the hospital, and that was no joke. And like I said, it's one thing. He's just got to get well, and you know, and then go from there.
Have you talked to him since he's been in the hospital?
No, I haven't.
I feel for him. It's kind of been a rough. Just a year and a half of everything he's gone through.
Been very rough, you know. Like I say, he's a fighter, and, you know, it's just, you know, for a guy like that, and for a great and intelligent guy like he is, and great player, You know, that's tough, man. And especially being in this league, you know, there's a lot of different, you know, there's a lot of stress in this league. And like I said, to deal with all that and dealing with football, and it's hard. But, you know, that shows you how strong us football players, you know, how strong we are as football players, you know, and what this game makes us as players, you know. And like I said, you know, he's got this, you know, one thing to do now, just heal up and go from there.
Thanks, Jeremy.
Thanks.